This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 222.
222.
My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I told you I'd open the show with this.
Good.
But my family has been ridden by the flu this last week or so as he fumbles with his microphone. You know, things are finally improving. Everyone's starting to feel a little better. So my son got his appetite back today, it seems, and he was eating a lot. And he comes out of the bathroom, and he looks at me and he goes, "Dad." I'm like, "What, buddy?" He goes, "He's like, I think I don't feel good." I'm like, "No shit. You just threw up everywhere." I'm like, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Oh, I feel better. My stomach feels weird." I'm like, "Oh, my God." And he puked, of course, like they always do. Not on the tile, not on the wood floor, on the carpet.
Nice.
Why?
Because.
Well, earlier in the week, he puked all over the couch. So it's like, my wife was telling me, he's like.
Was it the really new ones?
Yeah. So he was in the kitchen where we have tile, and he goes to the couch, and he pukes on the couch. My wife is texting me. She's like, "I don't know. Like, what the fuck is he thinking? Like, he just goes over there."
This like, looks like a better place to catch my vomit.
Right in the vomit hole, you know, like in between the cushions. And we had to, like, clean everything. It was disgusting.
Need the steam cleaner?
No, we scrubbed the shit out of everything. Right. And the dog is, like, throwing up. I don't know.
Awesome.
My house is crazy. I think I've realized I have too many beings in my home.
It's you have like too many things that are dependent upon you and your wife.
I think so.
You need some.
Two dogs, a cat.
Right. The cat can survive on its
cat's
own.
Fine.
But
she's actually pretty cool. She hangs out with me at night. She's my little buddy.
Good.
She comes over and lays on my leg and
Satan's like plaything. Okay. Yeah, she's see how you're in league with the devil?
I am. Isn't that a song? Shout at the devil.
That's right.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, maintain.
How's
trying
your blood?
My blood was a little thick, so I had to go give a little donation. Like the hemoglobin level got a little high. As they say, over 18 is not good. The other day I was 19.1, so we got to make a couple blood donations until we get down into like the 15, 16 level.
Okay.
So I'll be going once a week.
Nice.
These fuckers can tap a vein the right way.
He's on the EPO.
Very high.
Because he needs cardio for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, because I'm trained to fight always.
He's got
I'm always
cardio.
Preparing, just you never know when this can fucking go down.
So. Yep.
Let's get some news. What do you got?
News? All right. So, the UFC has a big press conference this week.
Big signing.
Big announcement. Big things happening. First question out of the gate. Dana White, what the fuck's going on? Well, we couldn't get anything done. Sorry.
What? But I just flew here from, like, New York.
Yeah. So, they had a big-ass press conference to basically tell us nothing other than, like, all the events for next year, which is they could have done easily just
Here's an
online.
Email.
Here's an email.
Here's
this on your website.
43 events.
Thank
Enjoy.
You.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So I think, you know, sometimes Dana gets a bum rap because people always say, well, he always has big announcements and they're always not big. Well, in this case, he has no announcements. So I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like they're really shit in the bed here of late.
A little bit. Which goes along with, how's the company doing, Matt, overall?
Well, apparently not so well when they're saying for 2014, Zuffa's profits are down 40%. And the thing I want to ask you is they're blaming injuries and canceled fights as they're being down 40%
in profit. And new markets or something, like expansion into new markets?
Well, I heard it was more of the
injuries
and canceled fights.
Okay. So they're reliant upon big stars making them lots of money, basically.
Yeah.
And when they don't have that, they're fucked.
That's what they're claiming.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you believe that, though?
You know, I don't know, because I thought, you know, I think we talked about this a year or two ago. They don't they have a big loan out somewhere, like $500 million or some ridiculous thing? And, you know, that's coming up due, or there's big payments on that. And, it's a little weird. And then they got downgraded, like, by the...
Yeah, I forgot what they were, like, BB, like a double B, and now they're, like, BBC
BB,
or something,
yeah,
or BB minus.
BB minus,
yeah.
BB minus, something.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's
all that
not
means,
good.
But... overall, you know, the fans have said that their UFC is on the decline, and it appears to be financially correct.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, are they in this growth phase? That's the other thing. They didn't say that they were spending money to invest in the future. That's what they were saying years ago, right? We're like, we're going to do all this global expansion. So now they're blaming it on injuries, which that doesn't seem to make sense. You could have easily just said it was expansion, investing for the future.
They'd be lying if they said that.
So then why are they doing all that then if it's not working? We got a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. So it sounds like they have some cash flow issues.
I don't know. So 40% less in profit, you might be cutting some of your roster in 2015.
I think they have to. And then that gives...
Like a division? Can we cut divisions? 125, goodbye. 135, we're going to flip a coin.
Yeah. Well, it's been shown that the lower weight classes are not draws, right?
No.
They don't draw.
They should have never brought them in. Never brought them in.
I don't know. I think it makes sense for Bellator to pick up some of the slack.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe cut the divisions down to smaller rosters. So I think the part of the problem for me, too, is like a lot of these guys, even though I follow sport, sometimes you watch them fights and like, who the fuck are these two guys? And that was never the case 3-4 years ago.
You knew everybody. I could tell you who they fought, when they fought. I cannot fucking do that anymore. There's 500 plus guys on the roster.
It's insane. So, and then a lot of the cards are on channels or stations or websites that you don't have access to. You know,
you
Fight Pass.
Fight Pass, Fox Sports 1, Fox, and then pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like Brazil.
Telemundo.
Telemundo.
Univision.
I have
whatever.
Telemundo. I watch it sometimes for the soaps.
Right. Big titties for daddy.
The best. So, I don't know. We'll see. This is an interesting year because there isn't really a big card coming up. I think the end of the year card got kind of fucked. I think, you know, now that you mention it, maybe they did this on purpose. They moved the fights off the end of the year card because they're just like, fuck it.
Push it to
the year's
year.
Fucked. Let's just let it be fucked. We're going to start the new year off strong. Move all the good fights there. You think that's the case?
I don't know. Well, what if the injuries happen again? It doesn't seem like injuries are getting better. It seems like the injuries are getting worse, at least in some camps. And you can even talk to the Duke Rufus camp because it seems they have the highest injury rate. Someone put out a report, and I forgot what the percentage of their fighters was injured. It was double digits. It was the highest. It might have been 14-16% or something like that.
Okay.
But speaking of Duke Rufus.
Oh, no, here we go. I knew you're going to open this can of worms.
Go ahead, Inga. What's going on with Duke Rufus? His name is in Rufus Sport. Seems to be popular of late.
This week, especially this week. I mean, I failed to mention it last week. I think we had kind of talked about it because I think it was just like
was
a little
just
smoke.
Breaking. Yeah.
And we're kind of like, I don't want to drag the guy's name in the mud, you know, from what I've read. But now it's really taken on a life of its own. I mean, all week I'm sending you like, check this out. Like, here's another person and another person. So the story goes that back in spring, March, was it?
Yeah.
Dennis Munson, one of their Muay Thai fighters, died after his fight. And it was apparently due to the fact that they mismanaged from the management, the ringside doctors, the ref, everybody pretty much just...
Well, this is in what, like Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And they don't have
there's no
sanctioning body out there.
Same day weigh-ins. They have no head protection, no leg protection. This kid is like cut ridiculous weight, you know, all kinds of shit. They had a video out there that showed the coaches like smacking him around in between rounds because he wasn't like fighting and yelling at him and whatever. And you can obviously tell that there is a big difference between the first round and what happens after that of how he's reacting, how he's behaving. You can, as an outsider who doesn't even know the guy, I'm like, there's something wrong with him. Like, they need to call this fight off. But no, they did not do this. They let it go on, and unfortunately, he died.
And then the other curious thing was the videotape that, I don't know who sent, the Rufus team or whatever that sent to the police, is somehow missing, like, a big section.
Like 30 seconds? Yeah. It's been redacted. Yeah. Is a big word.
Apparently, which is a little curious. And
yeah. Why would they do that? And, you know,
I don't know.
So we had Pat Barry come out and talk, Rose Namajunas. You had
Eric Schaefer.
All these people are kind of saying that, you know, Rufus's gym is not the healthiest and friendliest environment for fighters to be in. Like, stories of heavyweights beating the shit out of lighter guys, more experienced guys getting greenlit to beat the shit out of new guys coming in.
Men fighting women, dogs fighting cats.
Is that that's not true?
I don't know about the dogs fighting cats, but I think men were sparring with women.
They were.
Which is always awkward.
It is. So I don't know. You know, do you think this goes on in every gym? Is this unique situation? Or,
you know, we've only had a taste of, you know, three gyms?
Yes.
Three, something like that. And, but we're also not a fight team. We're not in a fight team scenario, how it works.
I'm sure guys get greenlit sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I just read that
would happen, though, sometimes, right? You even said in sparring, if someone's going too hard, then the black belts come over and
Or, you know, like even Comprito, if there's somebody that's getting a newer person that's getting too rough, he'll be like, you know, in between roles, he'll call one of the purple belts or something like, hey, calm this guy down, you know, like go tap him a few times, whatever.
Right.
Like he's a little bit, that's like kind of the, but I mean, it's, I don't know. And jiu-jitsu is different. I mean,
it's school by school. Cause we saw that too when we were doing the Krav Maga. Like the one kid I was sparring the one time, I was leg kicking the shit out of him. And then afterwards, the instructor got pissed because this is our first time in class and he didn't like that the other guy was showing weakness.
Sure.
And then what does the instructor do then? He leg kicked the kid. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I think he was mad at him because it was your first time there. And he was kind of like winning for a second. And then I think you got mad. And then you're like, oh, no, no. And then he was like, ow, ow.
And then I was like, wow, these leg kick things, they work pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going to the well until he can defend it.
Yeah, and he couldn't. And then he had to eat some more from the coach.
Yeah, and those were brutal. But
yes, they were.
That, now, looking back, that's not the way you should teach a class.
No.
You should never fucking attack your student like that.
No, you shouldn't.
That guy was a crazy fuck.
He was crazy.
He was fun, though. Well, I loved it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. So what's to be said about this? I don't know. You know, it's Duke, you said, hasn't come out and said anything.
No, and then Pettis is kind of defending it, and it's...
Of course.
You know, there's two sides to every story, so it's hard to say, and hopefully it gets cleared up. And, you know, I think the bigger thing that needs to come out of this is... It's almost two separate stories, too, because there's one... You need a fucking sanctioning body over there to fucking regulate and make sure everything's on the up and up.
Well, here's a case against same-day weigh-ins, too.
Right. Well, I mean, you can do the same day... But it shouldn't be what you're basing everything off of. I think the way that people are saying they're doing same-day weigh-ins or the new proposal that California was talking about, they're going to weigh you the day before, and that's the weight we're using. But we're going to also weigh you the next day to see how much you're rehydrating.
Just for record purposes?
Right.
Okay.
And then based on that, I think they were going to either fine you or whatever if you rehydrated too much. So they're trying to find that minimum fighting weight.
Well, I don't disagree with that idea, but I think it'd be nice if they did a case study first, maybe for a year, and did this but without penalty. So that way they can get an idea of what are we looking at here. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah. Open weight. Fucking old school lingo.
Yeah.
Solves all the problems. I don't know why we even need a weight class.
Yeah,
did anybody die in the first UFCs?
Well, almost, but not really.
It's neither here nor there. I'd say fight on, pride rules.
Yeah, I'd say the guys are more skilled now.
They're Bisping!
A lot more dangerous.
Bisping!
I'm not sure.
Soccer kicks!
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So we'll move right along.
Yes.
Anything else?
Vitor Belfort passed his random drug tests from November 1st.
Oh. Woo! We got to see Vitor Belfort. Please pass out your testosterone level. I want to see what the results are.
You want to hear my prediction on this?
What?
He's going to fail the one in December.
He's not. Do you think he's going to fight? I don't think he's going to.
No, because he's going to fail the drug test. He's like, I'm free. They're like, wait.
The Vitor has passed. The Vitor back on the juice.
Yeah. They're going to test him again, and he's going to fail, I think.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think he fights. I think he pulls out, and then you're going to have...
Even Weidman doesn't think he'll fight. So who's Jacare?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that
He's
better,
on the same
actually.
Card. So.
Okay, good. I like
he
that way
step
better.
In.
Jacare will take that belt.
Well, I do want to see Vitor get the shit kicked out of him.
By Weidman? You never know. You know, if...
Well, if he was on the TRT, I'd say that's a hell of a fight, and Weidman's going to have a tough night. But old man Belfort, no chance in my
book. He's got a good 45 seconds to a minute and 20.
I'd say he's got a... What do you think the percentage of him winning that fight is?
Vitor?
No TRT, yes. Chris Weidman, Vitor Belfort, no TRT Belfort.
I'd say in the first 60 seconds, I'd say he has an 80% chance.
Really?
Outside of that, I would go maybe 30-70 in Weidman's favor.
I'm going 90-10 across the board.
Wow.
Weidman.
Okay. Because I suppose Weidman could take him down and just hold him down and for like a minute or two and then let him up and then he'd be tired. But I think Vitor, if he comes out Blitzkrieg Vitor, that's a bad night for anybody potentially. If you, all he's got to do is hit you once.
But Weidman's got a good chin. You saw that in the Machida fight. He did. That fifth round, he took a lot of punishment.
He did.
Still stood. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Especially when you're fresh, you can take those punches still.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. There's rumors of this Brock Lesnar, Ingo. It keeps surfacing here.
That he's, like, alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, well, it looks like his contract's up in March with the WWE.
Okay.
And there's all these reports that the WWE is not making money, and they're struggling to justify the $5 million a year that he's making right
now. Nobody's making money, it seems. That's
right.
Why is that?
Well, I think they kind of fucked themselves going off the pay-per-view model, and they just went strictly online for everything. I think that fucked them a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know that. I don't know.
Because everything was working, and then they flipped it to see if we can make more, and it's not working. Because
the online thing?
Yeah.
So they went all online.
They didn't know pay-per-view now.
Oh.
So you or at least that's what I believe. I could be totally wrong. But I believe
no WrestleMania like on pay per view.
It's all online.
Oh yeah,
there you whatever it is, WWE pass or however.
All right, cool.
So it's giving more credence to Lesnar either signing in UFC or Bellator, and more credence to your thought of Scott Coker being a plant over at Bellator. So here's what happens. So Bellator then signs Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Then we're going to get a Bellator versus UFC event. First time ever. They've never crossed on promotion.
Okay.
And then you have your Brock Lesnar versus, fuck it, I don't care, Cain Velasquez. That would be great for the UFC.
Yep.
Because he's probably going to smash Brock again.
Probably.
Maybe. I mean, it depends how his fucking knees are.
Yeah.
But there's some... And then you could have Tito fight anybody, because I'm sure Dana would like to see Tito get smashed again. Rampage, fight anybody. King Mo, fight anybody.
So a crossover card, the entire card?
Ooh. I know it sounds blasphemous, and Dana White would probably never let it happen, but I'm just throwing it out there.
I think he'd be okay with it as long as it wasn't champions.
Yeah, don't damage your champ.
Or they do a tournament, like Bellator versus UFC tournament. The crown, like a new world champion of cross promotion.
Cyborg signs with Bellator. Cyborg versus Rousey. Catch weight. No titles on the line.
Yeah. You'd be tainted. You can't do that shit. That'll taint that belt forever.
I don't know. It's just. I really think Lesnar's going to sign with Bellator. It just seems to make the most sense. They have the money. He's going to be a free agent. I think they can outbid the UFC. The question is going to be, will Lesnar settle for Bellator? Like, ego-wise, you know, UFC is the biggest show in the world as far as MMA related. Will money dictate his decision, or will ego dictate the decision?
Well, if I know him through how Computer was talking about him, I think he will go with the ego.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about money. Really?
I mean, he probably has a shit ton, right?
Yeah, he's loaded.
To the point where, like, what's another $5 million,
nothing,
you know?
Nothing to him, really. But I think he goes with, he wants the best, he wants to be. That's why, supposedly, they never gave him any cans. He wouldn't let them. He was like, no, I don't want to take these fucking fights. Like, I want the best. I only want to go up against the best.
Makes sense. But, I mean, you could go to Bellator and be king of the world.
You could. And that may be good for his career. I mean, if he wants to continue in MMA, if he gets a slightly lower level of competition. Build a few skills, you know?
One fight deal.
That's it.
Well, then we'll win. If I win, we'll continue this.
Yeah.
Then you bid it against the UFC, get a bidding war.
Driving the stock price up.
Motherfucker's making $20 million a fight.
Wow. He could.
He's going to pull so much on pay-per-view if you sign him. That's a guaranteed $1 million or $1 million by pay-per-view.
Sure.
Brock Lesnar.
Why wouldn't you? Especially now, after he's already been promoted in WWE for the last couple of years. I think it's easy money. You got all these teenagers, and it's going to be nuts, man.
Yeah.
$2 million.
$2 million buys.
It's a lot of money.
You can fight anybody. That's the thing. You don't even really have to have him fight. Anybody in the top 10, I think, draws over $1 million. Even the top 15. Him versus Stefan Struve. Fuck it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Moving right along. So, last thing. This is my favorite story of the year.
He's been holding on to this right here.
So, remember Chris Cyborg had a little Ask Me Anything on the UG the other day. And they asked her, what advice would you give to a young woman getting started as an MMA fighter today? And she replied, make a bunch of photo shoots and spend more time on Instagram and Facebook than training. So we had Angela Magana, who's on the Tough 20, and she posted all these pics.
Thick
She's
pics?
She's looking a little thick. So I'm going to post every single one of these, but
okay, let me see.
If my computer wants to scroll down.
Oh, look at that. That's a nice rear end shot. Look at this. Thongs. Oh, yeah, nice. That's interesting. What the hell? Where'd she take all these photos?
I don't know. But she posted them all, and then she says, I just want to thank Chris Cyborg for the advice on how to become popular. I skipped training and uploaded some ass pics. It works. Hugs and kisses.
Love it. Okay.
Fucking love this. See, Cyborg is a fucking marketing machine. And women are taking her advice. I think...
Are they trying to make fun of Felice Herrig here, or what?
Probably, but okay. I'm like just saying.
Low-brow kind of...
Yeah. We need more of this. This is what women's MMA should be. It's both. It's sex and skill. Sex first.
Okay. And I like it.
Good.
Interesting.
Great.
Anyway, I'm glad you didn't show me that earlier.
No, I want to test the theory.
The red light.
Whoa, that really fucks shit up. Cool. Look at that. Did I just blind everybody?
The camera's going to blow.
Sorry. I might have to edit that out. But.
What? That does work. It's totally distracting me.
I just wanted to make sure. I said last show I was going to test this theory out. I don't have a ball.
Well, you got to do it when I'm talking.
I'm going to randomly pull that up. start hitting some shit up.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into some UFC 181.
Are we talking about fights that are coming up?
Well, the poster, right? This is the best one. Less the guy's missing nipples. Still have a problem with. And we're being brought to you by FanDuel. One-day fantasy sports leagues, 100% deposit bonus, up to $200, code MMA Nuts.
What?
Get
Everybody's
there,
playing that.
Be square.
I love it.
UFC 181, Austin, Texas.
Yes.
We're covering three dog fights.
Dog fights?
Oh, my God. These three fights, fucking shit's going down. On paper, the top three fights look awesome.
Yeah. December 6th.
Psyched out of my mind.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's pumping my nads.
Is it?
I would say three quarters erect.
Nice.
Three quarters.
Even after the TRT?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I can be, actually, I go over erect. So it's like 8/3.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. I'm not sure I can follow. But
I'm just saying, when I was on the Jesus Vitor Belfort loads, good Lord. Good Lord.
Okay. Maybe I should try that.
Maybe.
You inject it right into your balls.
That first month, good Lord.
Okay.
Or like that, the knockout thing that we just watched. Oh my God.
Nice.
Like the top knockouts from UFC. Okay. They either said, oh like, my God, or oh my goodness.
Like filling buckets with loads.
Yes, just loads
like
and loads.
By the gallon here, I need a new one. Keep filling them. Keep coming and coming.
You're so vulgar. I can't even watch this show anymore.
Terrible. Speaking of vulgar,
yes.
Let's get into the first fight.
Travis Brown.
Hap up.
Brendan Schaub.
Schwab.
Yes. What do you think is going on here?
Dude,
what are you like?
Here's the thing.
What?
I think this is like a strange fight for Schaub to be taking because he's a bit chinny at times, and Schaub hits like a Mack truck,
KOs,
man.
Yes.
And you know the clinch is a problem for a lot of guys against Brown, and I think that's really where Schaub has to take this because Brown has pretty good takedown defense, and he hits like I'm trying to figure out what part of the game can Schaub win.
The ground.
But where?
If he can get it there.
I don't think he can.
Right.
You know, Brown is hard to take down, man. He's really hard to take down. A lot of guys have tried. And then when they do, they get knocked out.
Or he gets the elbow, right?
Yeah, the elbows. Is that like?
Oh, I love those. So, those are my favorite.
I'm going to say that we're going to see an early knockout here. I'm predicting like 42 seconds, give or take 40 seconds.
I feel like we should, What's that show? Price is Right.
Will you spin the wheel?
Yes. Or I should undercut you by a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to take 42? 40. Actually, 1 second.
Nice. How close can you get without going over? Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you've gone too high, then I just go 1 second.
Mm, okay.
So you like brown real early.
All day. And, you know, props to Schaub for taking this fight, because this is not a picnic fight. You know, I think he wants to break into the top 10. That's his goal.
But start breakdancing.
This is a tough one. I just don't see it going well for him.
No. So. Well, it's a weird one, too, because I looked at Travis Brown's last fight against Fabricio Werdum. He pretty much got handled in that fight. I think, I don't know at what point, but I want to say during that fight he broke ribs, a hand, he injured a foot, like all sorts of shit went bad. Mm-hmm. And wasn't that similar to who else was he fighting where he tore his hammy right away? Was that Bigfoot? Bigfoot Silva?
Sounds right, yeah.
Where he tore a hammy and then...
Because he was dancing around.
Yeah. Like, oh no, he can't fight! So like that, he's had injuries in those two losses. Not making excuses, but just pointing out fact.
Yeah.
Fact, there's an injury. So Schaub's coming off the decision loss to Arlovsky, where it looked like someone jammed like 323 gobstoppers in his mouth. Like he had this big gulge over there, and he should have got the win for that fight. I mean, I think it was a split decision for Arlovsky. I scored it for Schaub, but it's near here and near there.
Mm.
Listening to the Rogan podcast, they did one of those fight companions, and Brown has switched training camps, and he's training with Ronda Rousey's trainer now, Edmund Trevarian, or however you pronounce his name. And Schaub seems to think that's an advantage for himself.
Why?
Because him and Rousey are like buddy-buddy. So he thinks he's going to somehow get some messages from them as to how they're training, what his weaknesses are. I really don't think it fucking matters.
Nope.
Like, what are you going to learn? You can learn all the secrets you want, but once you step into the octagon, you get fucking punched in the face, ain't going to matter.
Correct. I agree 100%.
So I am taking Brown all day. First round KO. Oh, I haven't seen this in a while. How you
like
doing?
Months.
Magic 8-Ball, you like my hand upon you again? Magic 8-Ball will be taking Travis Brown hat trick.
Okay. The curse is off.
We'll see. It's been a while.
Could be back.
Moving on.
Never know.
Anthony Pettis, Gilbert Melendez.
El Nino!
Show times. So, I was looking at their last fights. I got to look. Pettis's last fight was August 31st of 2013 against Ben Henderson. That's where he armbarred
him. Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he was injured, and they were both doing that stupid Ultimate Fighter, so they both had to sit out for so long. And I think it's one of the dumbest ideas ever to have a champion on that show and then trying to wait an extra, 4 months to have them fight at the end. Just, you're tying out champs. You shouldn't have them as coaches. But anyway, the things that I'm challenged for Pettis are, how does he handle being a champion for the first time in the UFC? How does he handle all this Duke Rufus shit, you know, swirling around?
Mm-hmm.
Is he still training as hard as he should be now that he's champ? I want to say he probably is, because I would imagine Rufus is keeping him, like, laser-type focus. Here's what you need to do. You got to be the champ. Now you have to stay the champ. So it'll be interesting to see how he's going to fare in the first fight. Melendez, his last fight, October 19th of 2013. So both of these guys, pretty sizable layoff. And he fought Diego Sanchez in that crazy fight.
Brutal, dude.
And it was interesting because Diego was able to land these body kicks over and over and over. And if you remember the Pettis-Henderson fight, he landed 4 or 5 hard body kicks before he tried some cartwheel shit and ended up on the bottom, but then he slipped the armbar on real quick. So it seems like there's an easy recipe here.
Really?
Where if you go to the body on Melendez, and Pettis is very good with it, he should be able to light that shit up. The challenge is Melendez never been knocked out, never been submitted.
Nope. So, well, in like 12 years.
It's going to be a fucking war.
It's brutal.
And he went, and Melendez wins a lot by decision, too, by the
way. He does.
So I'm looking at both of those, and I say, I take Pettis.
Okay.
Pettis, work the body, work the body. Yeah. And his kicks are fast, too. If you look at Sanchez's kicks compared to Pettis' kicks, if Sanchez can land them pretty efficiently, Pettis should be able to land that all day. Mm-hmm. So, I like a nice liver kick down, but I'm going to have to go Pettis' decision.
Okay.
What say you?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up that Sanchez fight, because I rewatched that this week, and I didn't notice this the first time, but rewatching it, yeah, you know, Melendez has a tendency to get into a slugfest at times, but I think he's very controlled about it, and he's in charge of that slugfest. So, like, Diego and him went at it, but I think Diego, every single exchange, took the worst of it.
You know? Diego's problem? My head stays right here on the center line while I throw.
That's true.
So just fucking throw a straight punch at me. I ain't moving.
Yes. So, I mean, Melendez was able to capitalize, and it's no secret. He loves to grapple. He likes to grind it out. He's got a pretty high pace. Cardio's no problem. Mm. Good chin. I think his game plan here should be to put it to Pettis in the first round. Like, balls to the wall. Like, cardio, just fuck it. Go bananas. Get him in the clinch. Get him grinded out. Remember, Pettis has a problem with the wrestling. I know everyone says he's improved.
Maybe.
But, you know, he got pretty manhandled, if I recall.
Well, I think he learned his lesson from the Guida fight.
Well, I think Melendez perhaps better wrestler than Guida with more strength, and he's a lot more dangerous. Now, people, you know, they say Melendez is a good grappler, but mm-hmm. I think he uses his grappling to do more ground and pound style, where I think he's had one submission finish, and it was like a TKO or like a tap due to strikes or something from someone's guard. So I'm going to say that Melendez is able to grind out this fight. I think his biggest thing he's going to have to do is negate Pettis' striking, because that guy's dangerous.
You're negating?
Shit. Yes, he's got to negate redacting? That shit. He's whatever. Redacting? Like, that would be like as if it never happened. Okay. It's definitely going to happen.
You're negating and redacting.
He has to negate it. He's got to counterbalance.
Okay. What the keep fuck just throw out other adjectives that words. I'm not quite sure whatever. What they mean.
Okay. He's got to subtract the striking advantage somehow. Okay. Does that make more sense?
Whatever. I'm with you. I hear what you're saying.
So I think
I can smell what The Rock is cooking.
The way he does this is by grinding it out, clinching up, getting it to the ground, but not getting over aggressive, because Pettis is very dangerous.
Crafty off the back.
It's still in the UFC. The judging is favoring the guy on top, and I think Melendez spends the better part of 5 rounds on top and will therefore win this fight via split decision, is my prediction.
Ooh, that's dirty. He does win a lot by split, too.
He does. That's
fucking that's
dirty. I think it's going to be controversial. Really dare controversial.
You say a draw?
You're going to yell at the TV when this fight happens.
Motherfucker.
You're going to be mad at him. Stop! Stand him up! What are you doing?
This is blasphemy!
Yeah. I think John McCarthy is actually reffing this fight, and Herb Dean gets the main event, from what I read.
All right.
If I'm not mistaken.
What?
So maybe McCarthy won't let him fuck around on the ground.
Well, I don't know. McCarthy is so hit or miss. He is so surly. He might need to just retire. Eight ball, Anthony Pettis.
All right. I'm with you.
Into the main event, Ingo.
Yes.
We got Johnny.
Big Rig! I noticed you went
Hendricks.
Shirt.
Versus Robbie.
Rufus!
Lawler. So, last time they fought, March 14th.
2012? 13?
2014.
Was that this year? I can't remember.
And so you're looking at 9 months ago, but you're on two different paths, because one guy in Hendricks hasn't fought in that time, and then Lawler's fought twice in that time.
He's very busy.
You TKO'd Ellenberger and you decisioned Matt Brown.
He did.
And he handled Matt Brown.
He like, did.
That was a tough fight to watch. Mm-hmm. But when I watched this first fight with Hendricks and Lawler, remember that? We were watching it, and I'm going, something's wrong with Hendricks.
Yeah, he was.
Like, I thought it was his shoulder, but turns out he had a torn right bicep before going into that fight. So throwing with the right hand, not so good. Defending with the right hand, not so good. Hence why he ate so many lefts, because it was southpaw versus southpaw. He ate a ton of fucking lefts. And also, the takedowns, he was only 2 of 10 takedowns. You can't grab on, you can't get a takedown. So You know, you're looking.
You still jerk off with that hand?
You switch it up, brother. You can't go both ways. You got a problem because sometimes the hand gets tired. You got to switch it off. That's neither here nor there.
Okay. That means you're doing it too much, Matt.
Thank you. TRT, Matt.
Tennis elbow for masturbation.
And so I'm blowing the left shoulder out. Okay. I have my shoulder issues.
Nice.
So it's sauna. Sauna, nice.
Okay.
So he was saying he was 50%. That's a 50%.
Okay.
Hendrix fighting Lawler. And a 50% Hendrix was enough to gut it out. Because it was really tied 2-2 going in the fifth round.
It was.
Whoever wins the fifth wins the fight. Hendrix won the fifth, wins the fight. Mm-hmm. So, plus now you're fighting in Austin, Texas.
It's hometown.
You're getting a fucking hometown for him. I don't think he can finish Lawler, but I'm going to say I won't be surprised if he fucking KOs him.
He can.
And he's only, the only other person that's KO'd him is Nick Diaz, so way, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I am definitely taking Hendrix. You think he can KO him?
I think
Do I need to say KO?
You don't. I will if you don't.
Third round? You let it get a little sweaty?
What?
It's all good. Go on.
Well, I can't disagree with you. I'm like, you know, I'm a big Johnny Hendrix fan, so I'll preface that with what I'm about to say.
But go ahead.
I definitely think that in the first fight, he was not himself, as you mentioned. And he was, you know, his highlight reel is really aggressive, explosive, exciting.
I don't know how many seconds that was on John Fitch. They come out,
it's crazy.
Crack,
boom.
Out.
Yep. I think that Lawler got a little, I don't want to say lucky, but it
caught him at the right time.
Yeah, he did. He did. So, and we all know Lawler is a great striker, not the best on the ground. But, I mean, he gets a little crazy at times, and I think the first round's going to be bananas because both guys aren't going to want to take it five rounds. I think both guys didn't like the outcome last time, even though Hendrix won. I feel like he's a guy who's like, that wasn't good enough. So, and Lawler's like, well, I don't want to get a go to a decision again. So I think the first round will be bananas. But Hendrix will start getting takedowns middle first round, near the end of the first round, and Lawler's going to get tired. And I think Hendrix does finish him early in the second because of that. I think he's going to catch him overextending himself or whatever, and it's going to be lights out. And I mean, Hendrix, dude, at 50%, looked pretty damn good.
Right. And you throw takedown. Takedowns weren't really even into the fucking equation.
You said two of what?
Something? He was 20%, 2 of 10.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
So, like, now, or fucking dirty box, you know, fucking tight clinch with the right.
Throw a little shit in there. Bam, 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 bam. Should be exciting.
It's a different game.
It is. It should be really exciting. And I'm impressed with Lawler's activity this year. I mean, the guy's been all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. He's trying to make some money, I guess.
He's itching for a cruising.
He is. So, Hendrix KO, dos.
All right, I'm taking 3 Magic 8-Ball. Today, Junior. Magic 8-Ball is going with Lawler.
Ooh, okay. Nice.
Lawler.
Fuck you, 8-Ball.
Yeah.
He's probably mad. What's going to be like 10?
He's racist against people that have beards. It's fine. Astronauts. Ryan Smith. It says, hey, Nuts, you didn't get to ask a question for the show for last week. So he says he's asking one now. He says, UFC is coming to his neck of the woods on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
He can announce that Matt Brown versus Tarek Saffiedine will be the main event. Thoughts? You like the matchup?
Sure. I think, you know, should be exciting. Both scrappy guys. So we'll see.
I would still want that Carlos Condit fight. Speaking of which, you sent me that. Yeah. Crazy.
I was waiting for you to bring
picture
it up.
Of that.
You see him? He looks like a caveman.
He looks like the devil. He's like putting the horns of the devil up. And
that was the craziest picture ever.
What the? He looks like he's like 205, too,
hey,
by the
huge.
Way.
They're all sitting together.
Everyone's off season. They juice up. And then, a little closer to time, we come off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. Edmar Kock. It's spelled K-O-C-K. My book, Kock. Ricardo Lamas versus Conor McGregor or Chad Mendes versus Frankie Edgar? Oh, we should ask, since Frankie Edgar just beat the piss out of Cub Swanson, do you think Frankie Edgar gets a title shot? As I'm going to trump this question.
Yes.
Think he gets the title
shot? He should have had it 2 fights ago. The guy's no joke, man.
He's a joke.
I know you don't like him.
I don't
him
like
and
him.
His cardio.
He looks like he's out of juice.
He might be.
Is that why he's having a resurgence? He's TRTing?
No, he's at the proper weight class now, I think.
Any friends with Matt Serra?
I don't know. Maybe.
Ricardo Almeida? Isn't he in all that Hansel Gracie?
Almeida? He's from Chicago. Chicago.
He's a Jersey boy. I think they're all in cahoots.
Who? Ricardo Almeida? Wait. You're talking about Ricardo Llamas. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Almeida.
Too many.
Almeida's in Frankie Edgar's corner.
Oh, yes.
So
sorry.
I'm making the connection to Matt
Serra. I'm way confused. Yes. You're right.
So I'm saying.
That was thinking of the juice. Too many Ricardos.
So if he grapples with Serra, this is the TRT, like, if he's. See, here we go. If he's topically applying it, they tell you if you're pregnant, you should not be touching that. So say Matt Serra is juiced to the gills, which he is, and he's topically applying this. Say he's grappling with the Frankie Edgar. Does Frankie Edgar absorb the TRT?
Yes. Only rectally.
Waiting for it. So if he's pounding it in.
Yes, then definitely.
Okay, great.
TRT is on his.
So then the answer is yes.
Rectally.
You like both.
I do.
Or something. Alan Weir. Like how we just totally don't ask the question. And I didn't even read this, but
sorry.
Here we go. Will Frankie Edgar get another title shot before Connor?
Yes, I think he should.
Yes. I think we're both in agreement. Connor should probably. Actually, that sounds like a fun fight. Ricardo Llamas versus Connor.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah. Should be good. I'm with it.
Aurelius Goldie. Sorry. Hey, guys. Did you watch the Pacquiao? I don't know who this other guy is. Algiera fight?
Did not.
We don't watch boxing anymore. He says, if so. You see or hear a live interview of Algiera's coach during the 9th and 10th round saying that he will KO Pacquiao right about now. As soon as he said it, Pacquiao knocked down him, and that was hilarious. Share that clip if you have it. I don't have it. He says, and can I have a shirt? Done. Happy Thanksgiving, Matt and Ingo. Cheers.
Cheers.
With two sizes, large or extra large. So
okay.
Just either DM us on Facebook, shirt size, address, go out to you. And then Rigo Machado will close it out. It says, my heel reign continues. Ha, 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 ha.
Okay.
Okay. I want you guys to know, Michael Bisping is one of the best fighters in the world. Matt Cyborg is ugly. Deal with it, son of a bitch. Not only are you going to blast me on one count, Michael Bisping. You're going to blast me on the Cyborg, too.
He is.
I will post another Cyborg picture for your viewing pleasure now. And then, I don't know, you just showed me Dan Henderson knocking out Michael Bisping again before the show. And it wasn't the top KO in the said compilation.
Number one, like, on my list.
Yeah, fuck yeah. How can it not be?
Not
anytime
sure
Michael Bisping gets knocked out, it's like top 1, 2, and 3.
That was the beginning of the end.
Belfort.
I think.
Bisping.
Yes.
Rockhold.
You're back to your photos.
I'm just trying to scroll through. Hey, Misha Tate was part of the Fappening, wasn't she?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, she was.
She was? I did not see that.
It wasn't anything. Oh. It's just like, it's just kind of like this.
Okay. That's good enough.
But from here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. You got any knowledge?
Not this time.
None. I think what's going on in the hood. Watch. Shut down. Let's get out.
That's been this
Keep
week's
clean.
Edition of M and Nuts.
Right.
See you next week, maybe? Are we doing the show next week?
I think we'll probably be off, was my guess.
Thanksgiving?
Are you going to even be in town?
Yeah, that might be tough.
Let's just take off.
Okay.
Yeah. We're off next week. We'll come back. Recap 181. Should be about that time.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Works for me. So have a happy Thanksgiving and shit if you're from the U.S. And if you're not, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I like that. Thanks for playing. Double finger.